Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 5th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. In a surprising move last year, Microsoft discontinued its popular range of mice, keyboards, and PC accessories, deciding to focus instead on the Surface brand. A unique partnership, however, will see Microsoft's PC accessories live on thanks to accessory maker Encase. Encase is licensing the designs of various Microsoft products and using the same supply chain and manufacturing components as Microsoft. The products will be the same, but instead of saying Microsoft, they'll say Encase, designed by Microsoft. OpenAI's GPT App Store, which was announced last year but delayed in December due to the company's executive shakeup, will launch next week. Developers will have to ensure their GPTs are compliant, verify their profiles, and ensure their GPTs are public before being eligible for listing in the aptly named GPT Store. It's not clear whether the GPT Store will launch with a revenue sharing scheme of any sorts, as no payment plan for developers has been mentioned. Weeks after a recall of more than 2 million Teslas in the United States due to autopilot issues, 1.6 million EVs have been recalled in China over issues with steering software and door locking systems. The recall includes Tesla's models S, X, 3, and Y, and problems can be fixed by remote updates to software and will not require cars to come in for service. After an investigation was opened by the U.S. Department of Justice into claims that Tesla inflated range estimates in the United States, several popular models are showing lower range estimates, although Tesla doesn't give a reason why. Tesla has lowered the range estimates across several Model Y, S, and X vehicles in the U.S., reducing the figure on certain trims by as much as 6%. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission rejected requests by Apple and Disney to exclude reports of their use of AI in their upcoming annual meetings based on calls for information from shareholders. The AFL-CIO, the largest American labor union federation, asked Apple for a report on the company's use of AI in its business operations and disclose any ethical guidelines that the company has adopted regarding the company's use of AI technology. In a similar request, it also asked Disney to report on its board's role in overseeing AI usage. The European Central Bank has laid out a 1.3 billion euro plan for the development of a digital version of the euro. The ECB is seeking partners for five different initiatives, with developing offline payments topping the list with a budget of 662 million euros. Risk and fraud management is second with a budget of 237 million euros. While many are unsold on the digital euro's legitimacy, supporters hope the project will give Europeans a homegrown payment system and strengthen the eurozone's financial infrastructure. EU antitrust chief Margrethe Vestager will meet with the chief executives of Apple, Alphabet, Broadcom, and NVIDIA in the United States next week to discuss European digital regulation and competition policy. Antitrust experts expect Vestager to show a tougher line towards companies in both merger and competition investigations. She is also expected to meet with OpenAI chief technology officer Mira Murati and his chief strategy officer Jason Kwan. Ford is raising the price of its entry-level Ford F-150 Lightning electric truck by $5,000, but it is also lowering the price of some of its premium models by as much as $7,000. Ford CEO Jim Farley recently said that the company must cut down on the number of Lightning models to improve quality. At the same time, the changes are designed to improve sales growth, profitability, and customer access to the IRA tax benefits. And in a bit of sad news, software design pioneer and Pascal creator Nicholas Wirth passed away at the age of 89. Wirth is credited as being the devisor of 9 programming languages, an operating system, and won computing's highest honor, the Turing Award, in 1984. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.